Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
President Trump talks about his biggest threat, and it's not what you might expect. I'm Tracy Samuelson, in for David Brancaccio in New York. President Trump was on Fox Business last night, talking about the biggest threat to his presidency. I'll give you a hint. Wasn't China. Wasn't terrorism. It was the very institution Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer happens to cover.
President Trump has been criticizing Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell for the past few weeks. He attacked the central bank again yesterday in an interview with Trish Regan of Fox Business.
My biggest threat is the Fed, because the Fed is raising rates too fast.
The Fed has raised interest rates 3 times so far this year in an effort to keep inflation in check. Earlier this week, former Fed Chair Janet Yellen said President Trump's criticism of the Federal Reserve's rate hikes could cause investors to question the Fed's commitment to keeping inflation under control. We'll get more insight on that later today when minutes from the Fed's September meeting are released. The Fed is independent, but the Fed's leaders are appointed by the president, and President Trump has had more opportunities to shape the Fed than any other president in recent history. He's appointed 3 of the 4 current board members. 3 other nominees are awaiting Senate confirmation. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
And now let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up nearly 0.1%. Dow, S&P, and Nasdaq futures are down in the 0.3 range, with the Dow future off 82 points. The World Bank released its annual report on global poverty today. The number of people living below the international poverty line has decreased by about 1 billion over the last 15 years. That's the good news. Unfortunately, extreme poverty still exists and could get worse in places like sub-Saharan Africa. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
The world has gotten richer, which means that the number of people living on less than $1.90 a day has decreased. That's been the threshold for extreme poverty since 2015. Paul O'Brien is with Oxfam America.
Think of the person who's now living on $2.10 a day. They're still struggling to put food on the table, pay for their children's education, buy medicine, and yet they're no longer considered the extreme poor.
The World Bank says $1.90 doesn't give a good enough picture of global poverty. This is the first World Bank report that includes poverty thresholds of $3.20 and $5.50. That's for lower and middle income countries, respectively. Nearly half the world lives on less than $5.50 a day. At the same time, the study introduces additional measures to consider. Francisco Ferreira co-directed the report. He says they're also considering education and access to basic services.
Things like whether households have access to water, sanitation, electricity, which matter for people's welfare almost as much as income.
Even so, he says a lot more information is needed, especially from nations most at risk of extreme poverty. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
We recently heard from Tom in Basel, Switzerland, who wrote to tell us that he appreciates and trusts the way that Marketplace analyzes the economy without foolishness or bias, and makes him think about issues in different ways. Now, if you agree with Tom, please join him as a Marketplace investor by donating online at marketplace.org. Thanks to Tom and everyone who makes our work possible.
The results now from the latest Marketplace Edison research poll conducted at the end of September. 60% of Americans think the economy is strong, up from 53% earlier this year. Those feelings of optimism are greater among Republicans than Democrats. Larry Rosen, president of Edison Research, is here to walk us through the numbers. Hey, Larry.
Good morning.
So, Larry, we've been tracking the country's economic anxiety since 2015, basically how people are feeling about their own personal economic situation. And it looks like right now people are feeling pretty good.
Very good, I would say. It's the lowest level of anxiety that we've gotten in any of our surveys that we've been tracking since 2015.
So despite all of the headlines and attention paid to the ongoing trade war. This is not really a big issue for people.
You know, some people definitely said trade was a very important issue to them, but well behind other things like healthcare and immigration. And so at least as of yet, whatever problems or issues that the trade stories that are out there are causing seemingly hasn't trickled down to that many individuals such that they're telling us it's affecting their lives.
Yeah, despite warning from economists and critics of the president's trade policy that this is the downside to these tariffs, that it will raise prices and hurt consumers.
Right. But we also asked a really interesting question, which was we asked, what's more important, having generally low prices or protecting U.S. jobs? And people overwhelmingly said protecting U.S. jobs was more important than lower prices.
But I think the research would show that people say they're willing to pay higher prices for goods, but when it comes to actually paying those higher prices in Buy America campaigns, things like that, they might not actually follow through.
Exactly. And so, again, this could be a case where it just takes a little while for people to understand the influence of these things, where all of a sudden their paycheck isn't going as far as they saw it was before.
And we also saw this kind of quasi-hierarchy maybe in terms of the priorities people had when it comes to tariffs. Tell me about that.
Right. So we asked what's more important in different pairs. And one pair we asked about was what's more important, protecting U.S. industries and jobs or maintaining good relationships with our allies. And in this case, people were much more likely to say keeping good relationships with our allies is more important than protecting U.S. jobs. By comparison, people said protecting U.S. jobs was more important than maintaining low costs on consumer goods. But I also emphasize that you have to make sure you focus in on that word allies, because that doesn't mean every country. That means the ones that we are close to, like Canada, Western Europe, et cetera.
All right, Larry Rosen, president of Edison Research, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tracy.
You can check out more Edison poll numbers and midterm stats, one a day until the election, on our Facebook page or Marketplace APM. And I'm Tracy Samuelson with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.